Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
Sentimental stuff, especially stuff that maybe your kids made for you if you happen to have children. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Or maybe your parents kept stuff that you made for them in school. What kind of, and let's face it, some of it's not the best, but we keep it because they made it or somehow they bought it for us. You know, 888-888-9976. Brandy is with us. What do you got?
My mom, like every Christmas, she had ornaments that we made as children, and I'm in my mid-40s, and so I can remember her always pulling out an angel that I made in like second grade.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Christmas decorations, we've got all the ones that our kids have made, but we've got the goofiest looking one that is my favorite. Uh-huh. And it's when Sam must have been in Sunday school, or he's now 14. Uh-huh. But it was a Christmas ornament where they cut out his head and put it at the top, and they took
put
like
in the side an ornament.
Yeah, and they took the sides of like doilies to make wings, and so it looks like this angel with Sam's head on it. And it is ridiculous looking.
Oh my goodness.
And we love it.
Oh my God. Because every parent of a five-year-old needs to remember the angel in their child.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Of course. I'm so blessed to have you guys. I've been listening to FLR for a long time, years and years and years. And it's just a joy in the morning on my way to work. I have an hour drive every morning. So, yes, to just laugh along with you guys. It's wonderful. And you're a true blessing in people's lives.
Oh, thank you. We're now going to send you the official Family Life Radio Morning Show Angel Doily picture thingy.
Okay. So I can pass down to my kids.
Yeah.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hey, we would love to talk with you anytime. 888-888-9976. Been talking about the mementos that your kids make if you happen to have children. Or maybe your mom has got something you made from way back then. Anna's with us. Tell us what you got.
We had moved to California, and my son was like 19, so he didn't come with us. And he made me a Build-A-Bear.
Oh.
And it says, I love you.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
What a
great idea.
But he passed in the last 2 months.
Oh.
And so I have this wonderful bear that I don't have the strength yet to listen to. I know I'll fall apart when I listen to it.
Oh, well, God bless you. What a kind thing that he did.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And this was years ago that he did this.
You know, stuff like that from people, like I had an old voicemail from my dad that I dared not delete. I think I ended up having to get a new phone or something, and that messed it up, and I was so upset that I lost it. Well, I'm so sorry about your son.
Thanks. I also do the voicemail thing because my mother is almost 100. I save the voicemail so I have it when she's gone.
Right. Wow.
I do too. I have a whole list of my sister, my mom. I don't think they know this. My dad, my kids. Yep, they're all saved on there forever.
Good.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, that was a wonderful gift, and I can see why that teddy bear will be with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it definitely will.
Yep.
Oh, thanks for sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
Sure. Thanks for doing what you guys do. I love your show in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you have a wonderful day.
And I enjoyed the family fest as well.
Oh, good. So glad. Well, you're a satisfied customer.
I definitely am.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
If you're a parent of a toddler, how do you get this done? Someone's got to take care of them, right?
Right.
So we found these tips. Number one, it says let them join you.
Who knows that one? Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, who knows how that's going to
turn out. I remember doing that with my grandma when I was little.
Yeah. Offer them rewards for being patient while you work out.
Oh.
They say to try shorter, more frequent workouts, like 15 to 20 minutes at a time.
Oh, okay.
Work out while they nap.
Yes.
No.
Sometimes you need to nap when they're napping.
Are you kidding me? While they're napping, believe me, I am not working out. I am sitting on the couch sound asleep.
Right. Take turns with your spouse. And so you can work out when
they can watch the kids.
If the other parent's still in the picture, that could definitely work. Now, this is my tip. I have two of them, actually.
I can't wait.
The first one's more ridiculous and maybe works out better if you're a guy, depending on how heavy your toddler is. Use your toddler to work out. Like, you could lay on your back and do bench press with your kid.
That's good. Yeah, you could do push-ups with them on your back.
They would probably think it's fantastic.
I would never, but that's a great idea.
And the next one is a little more, makes more sense. And that is this. Just join a gym that has a good childcare.
That's
going to cost money, I know. But why my wife and I had done this when the kids were tiny and...
Changer?
Not only can you work out, you're working out in peace knowing...
that somebody is watching your child.
You don't have to think about this.
There you go.
And the kids are getting exhausted at the same time.
That's right.
I love it.
They're just getting the zoomies in their little childcare area. So... That's
a great idea.
That's what I think. You know, it's just pay the extra money, go to the gym, have someone else take care of it.
Yeah, love it.
And have a total peace-free workout. You have any good news to share? You can call us right now at 888-888-9976. What a cool name! Shanavia is with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to say that I listen to you guys every morning. I hacked up away from God, and I just want to say that you guys are changing lives. I love your broadcast. I listen to it every morning. It gets my day started. I literally am going back to God because of you guys. I just want y'all to know that y'all are touching lives. You are changing people, and I appreciate what you guys do. I love the stories. I love the community. I love just everything about the radio station. It's just been life-changing for me, and I just want to say thank you.
Wow. Well, I think we love you, too.
Yeah. I know we do.
So you are saying that Family Life Radio is instrumental in bringing you back to Jesus?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
I ask God to be the captain of my ship today. I am literally changing my life starting today.
No way. Today.
What? That's cool.
Yes.
How exciting. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yes, and I'm excited.
What led up to this today?
Just going through my trials, and I had a lot of things that happened to me within a couple of past years. I had lost my mother, and she was my best friend. And ever since then, I was feeling alone, and God is still showing me. He's still with me. I'm starting to tear up as I'm talking about it. But you guys have been an inspiration for that. Just listening every morning, it's just moving me. But I just wanted to say thank you, because you definitely have been changing my life. I listen to you guys faithfully. Like, it's literally that powerful.
Oh, wow.
Love that.
So, I just want to say thank you.
That is awesome. Wow, that's exciting.
It is.
Yes, so I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. We thank those listeners that give to keep the station on the air. Well, do you have any good news? What's going on in your life? Call right now at 888-888-9976. You've probably experienced people who you feel just drain the joy out of you. You know, there's a Christian term for that. People where extra grace is required. You with them?
Yep.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Well, we had the opportunity to talk to professor, pastor, and author of 19 books, Gary Thomas. He wrote the book, When to Walk Away, Finding Freedom from Toxic People. This is what he said. Listen to this.
You know, I was the least likely person to write a book like this. I've been a people pleaser my whole life. And there was one guy that was just, he was just lying about me and undercutting me. A friend of mine has been a marriage and family therapist for 35 years. And I was just saying, well, what's the most biblical way for me to respond to this? I just want to honor God in the way I respond. And what he said literally changed my life. He said, I recommend that you don't respond at all.
Mm.
How could that be the Christian response? And he said, go to the book of Luke, count how many times Jesus walked away from someone or let somebody walk away from him without Jesus giving chase. 41 occurrences.
So 41 times Jesus walked away.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing. You know, I hadn't really thought about that, but when the rich man said, that's just going to cost me too much.
Yeah, Jesus there's said, lots of okay. situations where Jesus just kind of walked away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
never
there's
thought about that.
I mean, there's the time in the temple where he turned over tables and he did call the Pharisees, you brood of vipers. But the most of the time, he just walked away. And I'm like, yeah. Wow. Is that true? Have you been able to walk away or take a step back from those people that are toxic in your life?
You know, hearing his story reminds me of a time that really changed my life when there was a person who chose to ignore me, like a shunning, like as if I didn't exist.
Oh, goodness.
And if you ever wondered if that had power, I'll just tell you now it does. Well, my girlfriend called me into her office and she said, sit down for a second, Sally, and I just have a question for you. And she said, why are you trying so hard? And I was like, huh? I was totally confused. Like, what do you mean? Aren't we supposed to reach out? And, you know, isn't it partially somehow my fault?
That trying to make this relationship work? Is that what she meant?
Yes, that's what she meant. It took me a while to figure that out. She just kind of dropped it. You know, why are you trying so hard? And let me kind of figure it out. But that's what it was.
Wow.
And really changed my outlook. First off, that I'm not responsible for the way this person's treating me.
No,
you know, examine yourself. But I hear him.
When to Walk Away, Finding Freedom from Toxic People is the name of the book. How about you? Have you been able to walk away? Has this worked in your life? Jay, you got to check out the full interview. It's on our podcast, by the way. Robert is with us. And by the way, if you ever want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. Love to talk with you. Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, I have a question. You would broadcast this about the fact that you have a new radio station up north.
Correct. Yeah, if you missed the announcement, because of your faithful support, we're able to purchase a radio station, a massive signal in Detroit, Michigan.
Does that signal reach up into Massachusetts and New York, possibly?
No.
Because that is the most unchurched region in the United States.
Yeah, this station is mainly Detroit Metro and communities surrounding Detroit. Actually gets into Canada, though, so that's cool.
Yeah.
But you're talking about communities. We are reaching the most Muslim community in the United States.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How did you find Family Life Radio?
I stumbled across it while I was traveling down the road, and the radio station I was listening to went out.
Oh.
And I listened to y'all, and you don't know how many people's lives you change every day.
Aww. Well, that's so kind of you.
It's amazing. It changed my life. Yeah, it's a real life changer.
Wow. How did Family Life Radio change your life?
And I was just in a bad mood because life was tough at the time.
Yeah.
And I started listening to your radio station, and it has just brought me so much joy. And I've told my wife about it, and we both listen to it all day long.
Oh, cool.
And it just brought us out of a hole that we thought we could never be out of.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is very encouraging to hear.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You take care. God bless. And keep doing what you do.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
We want to know what's bringing you joy today. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Cynthia's with us. Time for your joy report.
God is good. I haven't been able to live in my home. My AC went out. It's dreadfully hot.
Oh.
And it finally got fixed, and now we're back in our home. And that's something for me to celebrate. I have a 3.5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it's hard living with the parents, although I'm very thankful to God and grateful that I have kind enough parents to allow us to live with them, because it was very expensive being a single mom. But now we're back, and the AC is up and running.
Awesome.
And I'm happy and grateful for that.
Hey, I got to say, I've for a time and season, we lived with my in-laws. I love my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason why you leave, and
yeah, leave and cleave.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know, and I picked up my 8-year-old son yesterday from school, and I'm like, yay, son, we get to move back in our home soon. Woo! Asher said, no, he don't want to move back home because he loves my mom and dad. There's a different degree of mom and dad, Nana and Tata, he gets whatever he wants. And I know that's his reason of not wanting to move back home.
Now, grandparents have a different view of those children than parents do. 1,000%. Yes. They are there to be spoiled.
Everything that once was a frustration is now adorable.
Time for little laughs. Little kids telling us their jokes. Our number is 888-9976. Good morning.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
Oh my gosh, we got through.
Yeah, you got through.
Hi.
Hi.
You want to hear a joke?
Okay, yeah. And what's your name?
Tillman.
Tillman. Tillman, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. All right, let's hear your joke.
Okay, what is a snake's favorite subject?
Snakes, what are their favorite subjects? Lying around, slithering.
slithering, yes.
Offering apples.
Oh, good one, Misty. Good one.
I don't know, what is it?
A snake's favorite subject is history.
Yep. History.
Nice.
That makes sense.
Yep.
I like it. History. That's adorable. So you guys are in the car. Where are you going?
He's going to the dentist to get his teeth cleaned.
Oh. I'm sorry.
We need a good dentist joke.
But you get a fun new toothbrush out of it, usually.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
What do you just say to the hygienist as she's talking to you with your mouth wide open?
Oh, I know. Don't you love that? They ask you questions while they're in your mouth.
Can't answer.
And somehow understand the answer.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you didn't, email Misty at FLR. Oh, sorry. Hey, if you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.